my way, looking for the answers. It's going to take some adjusting to the new music. It is the Tuesday edition. The Hail to the Victors edition. The Packers Cowboys edition. Apparently there's some disagreement, although not much in the poll question, on whether the Packers are playing with house money edition. Of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Digi only later today? Digi?
Nah, I'm good.
Oh, you're
Jesse
good.
Just was... No, I'll do it. Listen, I understand you're a busy guy. Jesse looked like he had been through 50 battles yesterday.
It was tough on him. Yeah, it was tough.
He looked like completely worn out. So, no Digi only today, even though it was a great four-hour show yesterday. Had a ton of fun with it. I think our fans appreciated it. Jesse needs a break. He needs a break. He is worn out.
Thanks to everyone who tuned in. Sorry, Jesse, I'm not going to let you respond. On video, it is something that we are growing, and Tausch is very, very, very excited about. And we had a lot of people who watched us yesterday. So thanks to everybody that's testing the waters there. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios and from his undisclosed location. Did you hear the one about the Packers Hall of Famer? We got to get to Chippewa Falls. It is now Mark Tauscher.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I feel good, man. The kids are off. I still was able to play pickle because there's – you guys getting a ton of snow. Is it Snowy City USA school off up there?
So they canceled school for a snow day last night. And then I woke up this morning at 6:30 before I appeared on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and it hadn't snowed yet.
What'd you say on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy so I can be have a chance this week?
I'm not sure why. All right, I just touted the beauty of the video. Why does your hand keep disappearing? What is blocking part of the camera? Like, no, the other hand. That one right there. Now take your left hand and like reach out forward. Yeah, it just disappears.
Whoa.
Did you see that?
That's magic.
Oh.
I didn't see that.
Well, Jesse and I did. It's very weird. All right. What did we talk about? We talked about they wanted to project the 2024 wide receiver depth chart.
Oh.
Which I thought was an interesting idea.
So this is interesting because I always fight this. Now that I've been doing this for a while, we have to speculate. I know you don't like predicting and all that stuff.
Speculation. Yeah, no, don't like it.
There is a ton. But how do you balance the speculative part of this gig to just the moment? Because last night, Harbaugh wins a national championship. All everybody wants to talk about is what he's going to do next.
Yeah, I don't like him, but I liked what he said. He said, "Can I just enjoy this? I'm okay with that."
He brought it up.
Well, that is also fair.
Yeah, I don't know. I think looking ahead, the big question to me of the receiver core and what we've seen, there have been so like the fact that Bo Melton, you can't take Bo Melton off the field right now. Bo Melton needs to play.
Can you believe you just said that?
I've said it a few times, and it sounds weird. It's kind of like when I was saying I was rooting for Michigan out at the bowl game, the ReliaQuest Bowl, and you felt kind of like, oh, yeah. This is the opposite of that because you feel like, that's awesome. I love stories like Bo Melton.
Yes, me too.
It's what the NFL is all about to me, when guys like that can emerge, and they're playing so well that you have to find a role for them. Love that. But right now, like if it's 3rd and 6, money on the table down in Dallas. We're down 3. We got to convert. What's Matt LaFleur doing? Is he going two tights? Is he going to go Jordan at four wide? What is he going to do? And if he's got three wideouts out there when the money's on the table, everybody's healthy, who's he putting out there in Dallas? I don't know. I know one guy for sure.
Reed.
I think I know two.
Wicks.
Reed and Wicks are for sure going to be out there. I don't know. I think you put Watson out there, but
well, we don't know if
Bull
he's going to be
bench.
Available. And I enjoyed Matt LaFleur admitting that he lied to us on Friday, making it sound like he was trending toward playing. So what Chewy and Gabe, because Jen obviously had the national championship last night, what Chewy and Gabe had settled on was Dobbs 5, Melton 4, Watson 3, Wicks 2, Reed 1. That was where they landed.
Yeah, Reed's 1.
I think Wicks is 1. I still think Wicks is 1. I think long term.
How can you say? Well, no. But that's not the question.
That actually was the question. The question was, what's the depth chart for next year?
Jaden Reed's your number one wideout next year.
Dontavian Wicks is your number one wideout. Jaden Reed is your number two wideout. I would say this, and I want to get to. I know Jesse came. Jesse basically said, "I've got the open today."
Are we putting Christian Watson, like, is he now a trade candidate? Like, what are we doing? Are we giving up on C. Watt?
See if we can get Jonathan Taylor.
Number one in the trainer's room.
Come on, don't be mean.
That's not nice. That's
all true. Right, so, all right, stop what you're doing because I'm about to ruin this segment.
That's coming from a guy that's missed all of 2024 with some kind of sniffle.
I'm number two in that trainer's room, yeah.
All right, I think this is something I want to revisit, all right, because I also asked Matt LaFleur yesterday, and I tried to make it clear that I wasn't a complete moron in asking it. I'm not sure I succeeded.
How'd you preface that without being a moron?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, just you wait.
We'll be able to hear it. But my point is, obviously you want a Davante Adams on your team. You want a bona fide number one stud wide receiver. But the premise, because yes, I was planning on writing something along these lines for the State Journal, was, are there some blessings in disguise of not having a clear-cut number one, that you just have a bunch of guys that are kind of all pretty darn good, and that way the quarterback doesn't feel pressure to get the ball to one specific guy all the time, and he can actually go through his progressions and just go to whoever's open.
I'm going to tell you this. Brett Favre, I think, enjoyed not having that.
Yeah. So
I think Brett Favre felt like Sterling Sharp. It was awesome to have him, but it was also a burden. I think when you look at it.
So I'm not a moron. Is what you're saying.
No, it's actually, I thought about this yesterday, too, and you started seeing all the receiving and how, you know, the emergence of all these guys, the Bo Meltons and the Wickses. And I do think at some point you want your dog. But it ain't a bad thing if you got three dogs, and especially on rookie deals, you're never going to be able to pay three dogs. That's just not going to happen, not at one spot.
Maybe but in our house we could.
It's a really interesting question that I think would be fascinating to hear from a bunch of quarterbacks. Do you want that one guy, or do you want the system and the three or four guys that all know where to be and have defined roles on their team? I still think I'm going dog. I want Davante Adams. I would rather have Davante and two really nice players than three really good players. If that makes any sense.
It does. So we'll get into that perhaps coming up here. But, Jesse, I feel like, and again, you're off to a slow start in 2024 because you missed a lot of shows early on. Thank you for not coming to the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios and getting other people sick. Thank you for your lack of service.
You're welcome.
But you had a dilemma, and I think you wanted our help. And we try to help you with your prize picks. We try to help you with other dilemmas. We bring in local animal experts to help you save the lives of turtles who you then ignore and do nothing. So my only concern is, are you going to take whatever advice Tausch and I give and follow it, or Are you going to ignore it like you normally do?
I'm not sure there's advice you can give me at this point to rectify the damage that I've done.
Oh, boy.
So yesterday, the snowstorm, which, you know, I guess the snow's still coming down, but not that bad this morning from what I'm seeing on the roads in the greater Madison area. So that they've been advertising this snowstorm since the first quarter of the Packers game.
Advertising?
Yeah. On the screen with the scrolly thing going over the score bug on CBS. I was really irritated about that on Sunday. Anyway, we got this winter weather advisory that's been going on. So I have shared with you that me and Becca and our two friends, Heather and Karina, we have season tickets to go to the Overture Center to go see some of the Broadway musicals that come to town. So our show, our next show is scheduled for Sunday night at 6:30. That's not going to happen. It's Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice is in town. Ain't nobody missing Packers Cowboys in the second half to go see Beetlejuice at the Overture Center. So once we saw the posted time for the Packers game on Sunday evening, we said, okay, well, I guess what we're going to try to do is call and see if we can move those tickets to one of the other shows during the week. So I called yesterday afternoon. And all the shows are sold out, which I find hard to believe. But all the shows all week long are sold out. No shows have four tickets that are together. So the only one that did is tonight. And the reason being, because a lot of people, I think, called earlier than me yesterday and tried to move their tickets from Tuesday night because they know the snow's coming and there's jeopardy.
How long is the show in town for?
A week. Just 1 week.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole, that's how these traveling Broadway shows work, bud.
They travel around and, like, they do stops in one city for a week, and then they go on, and then they set up the set on another stage. And, like,
I'm just trying to help.
That's how it works. Like, do you think one band just does Vegas residencies in, like, every city in the United States?
And it's like the Killers.
So I decided on a whim. I was responsible for making the adjustment on these tickets.
There's your first mistake.
So when I found out on the phone, I was hoping for like a Thursday show, Wednesday show, even a Friday show. Well, only show available was Tuesday night in the middle of the snowstorm. And I made the snap decision yesterday. Well, we're not going to go during the Packers game, so we might as well go tomorrow and see what happens. Everyone's going to work already. Like, you know, might as well.
Okay.
Well, it turns out after I texted the group that, hey, I switched our tickets to tomorrow night. Well, they're shutting down places of work today, and people are working from home, and everybody's mad at me for shifting the tickets to Tuesday night during the snowstorm.
Kind of a genius move, because if Overture can't put the show on, they have to refund your money.
Well, but we want to go to the show. It's that we don't want a refund. Like, it's just that we don't want to go during a Packers game, and now we apparently don't want to go during a snowstorm. I'd say let's risk it during the snowstorm if they go on with the show tonight, and let's just go.
If there's one thing to risk it for, it's Beetlejuice. That's one thing I've always heard, is if you're willing to put your lives on the line, it's for Beetlejuice.
Well, so, Jesse, would you be driving? Because you're a very safe, slow driver.
I usually drive the group down to the Overture Center, so yes, I would be the driver.
Well, how many of y'all are going to go tonight if it's open?
Well, that's the thing. One of them lives up in Beaver Dam, so it would be a long drive for her just to come down to get here in the first place.
That was a mistake. Yeah. Now, that's a key detail right there.
I'm kind of hoping the show gets canceled. And, like, let's not be heroes at the Overture Center. Let's cancel the show and then do a reschedule in, like, August or something. Have them come through for a one-stop shop.
Do you understand? Didn't you just tell me how these shows go?
They're not coming back for one show in August.
Then give us, like, a Thursday matinee. I could use a day off. Like, give us a Thursday matinee later this week if we need to reschedule. Like, I'm okay going in the snowstorm. Was it IPT of me to reschedule it from Sunday to tonight in the middle of the snowstorm?
If everyone is Packer fans, it was not IPT. If half your group don't care, like Jason would go to Hamilton instead of the NFC champion. Wasn't that the NFC championship game a few years ago? You had a Hamilton tickets because you didn't think Green Bay was going to make it?
Yes, that is true.
If that's the case, it's IPT. But if everybody is on board and said, yeah, we're not going during the Packer game, Yeah, I think you made the right move. And now you're going to find out who really loves Beetlejuice.
Well,
that's the beauty of these situations. You put people to the test to find out what they really are about.
Decision time.
Do they want to stay cuddled up by the fireplace with a cup of chili and a hot cup of chocolate? Or do they want to grind through snow plows and salt and everything else to get to Beetlejuice?
I'm gonna take a different tack on this, and I want her to like me. I know she doesn't because I didn't come to the wedding and et cetera.
She didn't like you at all.
I know
she's said that numerous times.
So that's fine. I don't blame her, but I'm gonna blame Becca on this whole thing.
Wow.
Here's why.
She put Jesse in charge.
Yeah, she's a smart person. This was a mistake by her. I wouldn't have put Jesse in charge. I think that's a misplay by her, and it was the first domino into now being in this situation.
But I think Jesse made the right call. He had limited options, wants to watch the Packer game. It's
couldn't
part
you have gone
job.
2-2? Well, did they not have two sets of two tickets?
Yeah.
You're not talking during Beetlejuice anyway.
But they want to go together. Yeah, that's why they got the tickets.
Well, you get together at intermission.
If you and your family are going somewhere and you say, oh, well, we can't all go together because it's a Packers game that night, but we can do two on one level and two on the other.
Oh, just wait a second. Like, so, Jesse, you could have gotten tickets to another show, but they wouldn't have been together?
Well, no, they only had single seats available, so we would have been like...
For all of the other shows, you're telling
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah. They did not have...
Are you sure?
Well, that's...
You asked for four
together. I don't want to accuse anybody of any...
You think the Overture Center's lying to you, don't you?
I got some questions for the ticket office, is all.
Oh, my gosh.
Call them up. Let's call them up. Call the Overture Center. We're going to get them on air. We're going to talk through this.
Well, so we're solving problems.
I mean, you're telling me we got... Beetlejuice isn't
call
Hamilton.
Overture. Ask if they would be open to having a discussion on air. They could promote their Beetlejuice.
Yeah,
it'll be fun for everyone.
We got lots of tickets for tonight's show. Available.
Jesse, try
if
to figure that out.
They got tickets available later this week. I got. Oh,
here's the deal. I'm going to call for Jason and I are going to call and say, "Hey, we're really curious. We got the Packer game on Sunday. We really want to come down to Beetlejuice. Can we get four tickets?" And we'll see what happens. How fun would that be?
As Mr. Tauscher going to Beetlejuice?
I don't even like Beetlejuice.
Okay. All I'm asking is that had the solution been a different night and you would have had to sit 2-2, because there was a
2-2, you do it all day.
Yeah,
right.
2-2, we would have. Taken the 2-2. I would have taken
right.
it. Yeah.
All right. I just wanted to be clear on that.
I think Becca. Just for the record, Becca made the right call. Putting Jesse is good at these scenarios.
No, I disagree. I disagree. But she gave us content, and we appreciate her for that. And we may have the ticket office at the Overture Center appearing on the program later on when we're not talking about the Packers playoff game against the Cowboys. There's controversy with Jesse and Beetlejuice. There's no controversy when it comes to Gina Della and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Oh, and we got a snow day. The weather's finally getting frightful. And even though that weather is frightful, your energy bill should be so much more delightful. You need to go to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They have energy-efficient windows that keeps that cold air right where it belongs outside. You don't want to see. Just picture that. Get those green dollar bills slithering through every time you got those crappy old windows. Money is flowing out. You need to keep that cold air outside where it belongs. And you can help kick the January blues when you choose to book by the 31st. 0% interest for 36 months. Yes, you heard that right. No interest for up to 36 months if you book by January 31st. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more. Certain restrictions do apply.
Packers, Cowboys, we're going to talk house money. And then we'll talk about wide receivers. Straight ahead, stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch is presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Ever wonder how the best athletes find the power to jump higher, cut quicker, skate smoother, drive farther, and stick the landing? At Prevea Orthopedics in Green Bay, we know power starts with the hips. That's why Dr. Michael Ryan and our team of experts provide comprehensive and advanced expertise in hip care, unlike anywhere else. Come to Prevea Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, where we can preserve your hips. so you can pursue your goals. Prevea Orthopedics, specializing in you.
TaxAct knows you don't look forward to taxes. TaxAct doesn't even look forward to taxes, and TaxAct is a tax software company. It's basically TaxAct's whole thing. If TaxAct did things over, maybe TaxAct would end up teaching kindergarten or leading fly fishing tours. But that's a different story for a different ad. So why don't we just agree that taxes aren't fun, but you still have to do them? TaxAct's filing software can help you do that. TaxAct. Let's get them over with.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, quickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Cousin Subs is here to rescue you from the winter blues with the hero of all Euros. Their mouthwatering Euro is back and features Euro meat, Wisconsin feta cheese, fresh cucumbers, onions, tomatoes, and Greek yogurt tzatziki sauce on their freshly baked Italian bread. So warm up your taste buds today and enjoy a Euro done better the Cousin Subs way. Order online at CousinSubs.com for pickup or delivery. Available for a limited time only. Cousin Subs, they believe in better.
This is Kevin Van Rossum, president of Three Tree Marketing. Send gifts to appreciate anyone, anywhere, anytime with a gift of your choice by using our gifting solutions technology. Our team handles it all, from concepting, site creation, as well as production of branded products. Elevate your brand's connection to its consumers by creating the ultimate gifting experience with us. Make the art of gifting effortless for yourself. At Three Tree Marketing, we chase partners, not orders. Visit 3treemarketing.com to see what we can do for you.
Join the Milwaukee Panther basketball teams as they face off against two Horizon League opponents this week. Friday, the Panther men's basketball team takes on Cleveland State. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Panther Arena. Then the Panther women's basketball team closes out the action against Youngstown State on Saturday. Tip-off is at noon at the Clatchy Center. Visit mkepanthers.com for this year's schedule, fan promotions, and to select your seats. That's Panther men's basketball on Friday at 7 and women's basketball at noon on Saturday. Panther Athletics for the MKE.
Hi, this is John Neal, CPA, best-selling author, and founder of The Neal Group, with over 40 years of experience helping businesses make money and keep it. 2023 is almost over. How are you doing? Do you even know how you are doing? Do you have money in the bank? Are you getting the advice you need to minimize your taxes and put more money in your pocket? Do your calls get returned and questions answered? We help you look at your numbers and understand what they mean. How would you like an extra $10,000 or $100,000 in your pocket? We can help you now, before the end of the year. Using tried and true strategies, we have helped countless businesses increase their profits and lower stress. Our Neal deal guarantees you'll increase your profit or you don't pay us. Really. If you want to get started on the road to making more money and having less stress, visit nealgroup.net right now. That's NEALgroup.net. The first meeting is free to see if we can help. Again, nealgroup.net.
Attention high school sports fans. Are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
I'm going to retweet it again to get a few more votes in there because there's an hour left. Today's poll, or yesterday's poll as it were.
Are the Packers playing with house money in Sunday's playoff game against Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys? Yes, nothing to lose. No, no such thing. Before I tell you where the voting currently stands, Tausch, I started thinking about this as I saw how some folks replied or responded to it. And I thought this feels a little bit like the phrase rebuilding. Because people assume
that, oh, well, they're playing with house money or they're rebuilding. They don't care if they win or lose. And that's not what we're saying here. I'm saying the pressure's off. Okay. That's what, to me, house money means. Right?
Yeah.
The level of pressure when you're playing in the NFC Championship game against Tom Brady, when you have put yourself in that position, the pressure is immense, right? And I am sure that when Aaron Jones looks back on his career, one of his major regrets will be fumbling in that game. I'm sure one of the major regrets that in a potential Hall of Fame career Mercedes Lewis will have been dropping a crucial pass in that game. Right?
Is Mercedes Lewis a Hall of Famer?
I think he's probably on the borderline. He was a really productive receiver before he became a blocking tight end.
I'm not saying he's not. I'm just curious. Okay.
He will have played longer in the league than any other tight end in NFL history.
Jason, here's the deal. Yes, I think Aaron Rodgers hit this nail on the head when he said you play the regular season for cash and the legacy is the postseason. That's when you play for free. You're not playing for free, but in essence, everybody's playing for the same thing.
Right.
And they're high pressure. And just because this team wasn't expected to do a lot, that doesn't mean there's no pressure on them, but it's all relative. And right now, this team is playing with house money. And if you don't gamble, I'll have a hard time explaining house money. I did it yesterday. I'll do it again today. It's like you found a bag of cash. And you still don't want to throw that cash away, but you're also going to say, you know what, man, I'm going to maybe put a little bit aside, or I'm going to go all in. I don't know what I'm going to, but if you lose half of it, you're not as bummed as if you take $1,000 to Vegas and you lose all the $1,000 you brought that you earned
right.
at your job.
Right.
So this is the case where there's still pressure, there's still an idea. I'm like, Matt LaFleur is not going to publicly say, oh, no. But I'm telling you, as Packer fans, you better embrace this. This doesn't happen to us. We are always the hunted. Mm-hmm. We have been the hunted for as long as I can remember, really since 94, 95, ever since we ended up getting over the hump and playing at home against the Carolina Panthers in that NFC Championship game. We've hunted. It's been Hunt City, USA. And now, yeah, there's seasons that go, you know, different ways, and you're not always the favorite. But when you have the guy, and right now Jordan Love's the guy, there isn't this, oh, it's going to be so disappointing. I'm going to be gutted if we get beat. That's not the vibe, and the players won't tell you that because they shouldn't.
There were people talking about this year with such joy and excitement going into it, because they didn't have to feel the gut-wrenching disappointment of a Super Bowl team losing short of the Super Bowl. That's what they,
and
like,
by the way,
who's all the pressure on? The Dallas Cowboys. They're the ones with the pressure on.
And I hate to say it, it's the pressure's all on Mike McCarthy.
Yes!
And Dak. It's Dak and Mike.
Yes!
Because Jerry's going to keep plugging along, and he'll fire Mike if they don't make it. The pressure is all there, and that is a great thing. So this idea of house money, that doesn't mean Jordan and this team doesn't want to go down there and find a way to win. And by the way, if we play well and they end up gutting us with some, you know, a penalty, somehow we get beat and it's a pain. If we get smoked, I don't think anybody's going to, it's going to, oh, good season, all this. If we get another Seattle or one of those games where you think you have it and it gets pulled away, it will hurt, but it will not hurt the same as if you were expecting and you were the one seed at home and everything was set up for you to go win a chip, because nobody, even the most ardent Packer fans right now, are not thinking we're running this gauntlet. Now, we'll be happy and pleased as punch if we do, but that's the idea of house money, and that's why I believe the Packers are playing with it.
The poll as it stands now, we've added 200-plus votes just while we've been talking. Yes, they're playing with house money, nothing to lose. 91.3%.
God, that is so much higher than I thought.
You don't see that very often in our polling. No such thing as house money. 8.7%. That's where things stand right now.
Well, yeah, I understand. I don't want my players or my administration thinking that. But from a fan base and from a media perspective, it's the reality of the
right.
situation. Right. Well, I cannot believe this is found money this season, especially when you start looking at where we were November 1.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's fun? Playing with found money is a fun thing. Don't run from it. Embrace right. it.
Enjoy the lack of
every
pressure.
Every situation in life is different. We are going to be back to where we were last offseason, or two off seasons ago, where it is going to be, oh, Jordan Love's really good. The Packers figured it out again. Their players are older. They better make a run. They're the Kings of the North. All of that stuff is going to be back.
It is.
And by the way, I love it. But when we have this opportunity to be free and to not have any of that, embrace it. Don't sit there and let it rip.
Yeah,
and I think that's what these boys are going to do.
The expectations next year are going to be completely different.
Oh, God.
And as I said,
top three in the NFC chasing the one. I can tell you already, that's what this offseason is going to be about.
As I said, when Jordan Love said the sky's the limit for this team, I think we even used it in a promo. And I was wrong. I'm not sure this year's the sky, but the limit was much higher than I thought it was going to be. But I said, I think the sky could be the limit in 2024. I still believe
that. Sounds
that.
Like a prediction from somebody that doesn't predict. Interesting.
I said, I think that could be. Yes, very big prediction there.
Yeah.
Be that as it may, I'm going to predict that you, before we hear from Matt LaFleur and both Rob Domofsky and I kind of had similar ideas yesterday on a variety of topics. And we tried to ask these questions to get answers. We did not do well. I don't think we got what we were looking for from Matt LaFleur, but we'll hear some of those exchanges. But I'm going to predict that the next phrase out of Tausch's mouth will be, pour me in, coach, with Tito's.
Tito's handmade vodka on game day? Pour me in, coach. From a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch, you root for your favorite team with your favorite team spirit. Stack a spicy bloody for your warm-up. Salt the rim of a Tito-rita during halftime and take home that playoff win with a Tito's and cranberry or soda or anything that you want to have. You're calling the game. You can change up your roster. Wash that lucky jersey. Just make sure Tito's is your first-round bottle pick. Find cocktail recipes for every fan at titosvodka.com, crafted to be savored responsibly. Jason, I'm not going to be hyperbolic here, and I know we're going to get to LaFleur and everything else.
Get over your skis.
I think I just put up my best tweet. I've been trying to tweet during the show. Let me make sure people see that the YouTube stream and everything's up. I think I just put up my best tweet to for engagement that I've ever done. I really believe that.
I'll be the judge of that. I'll check that out next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
On air, online, and on demand. Get all your favorite ESPN Wisconsin content anywhere you get your podcasts for free. The new Wisconsin On Demand. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
For over four decades, one name has stood out as a symbol of excellence in automotive sales and service. It's the Boucher Automotive Group, dedicated to providing exceptional experiences to all of our valued customers.
We will help you find the perfect vehicle within your budget while respecting your time.
With 20 convenient locations, we're the one-stop destination for all your automotive needs.
At Boucher, we're your trusted partner on every mile of your journey. Riding with you every mile since 1977. The Boucher Group has exciting news to share with you. We've expanded to better serve our community.
Introducing Nissan Lake Country, the newest addition to our family.
Step into our showroom and discover our exceptional selection of brand new Nissans.
We are also stocked with the best pre-owned options in the market.
And as we expand, we're not just growing our inventory, we're also growing our team.
So join a team that values your skills and celebrates your success.
Visit us online or in-store today and view our current job listings at BoucherCareers.com.
It's time for the Ortho ASAP Minute from Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin.
Dr. Chris Killian is joining me. Doctor, for people who do need some type of shoulder procedure, what's the benefit to having it done at OAW?
There's a vast array of shoulder issues that different patients can have, depending on what your age is, what your activity level is. So there are things such as unstable shoulders where the shoulder is dislocating, and there's a variety of treatments for that. Very, very common issue as people age are rotator cuff issues or arthritis. So we have pretty set and standard treatments that there is a difference difference when you come to us, especially, you know, we do all arthroscopic rotator cuff repair surgeries, really advanced shoulder replacement surgeries, where we use a navigation system when we perform the shoulder replacement that allows us to more accurately place the components that should hopefully then make them last longer. So we do have some very advanced options that are very unique to our group and allow us to kind of set ourselves apart compared to other people.
The Ortho ASAP Minute is sponsored by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference.
Join us at Fiserv Forum as we celebrate the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on Sunday, January 14th. This annual MLK game presented by We Energies honors Dr. King's legacy and his spirit of community advocacy. Don't miss Milwaukee Bucks basketball in action and all the special things we have in store to honor Dr. King on Sunday, January 14th. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit bucks.com/impact.
Fleet Farm has everything you need for happy backyard birds. And we mean everything. Like over 100 different types of wild bird foods and bird feeders. This week, get a 25-pound bag of black oil sunflower wild bird food for just $13.99. Plus, join us Saturday, January 13th at 9 a.m. to build and decorate a free birdhouse with your kids. Create family memories and find what you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Ready to conquer the Midwest's premier winter playground? Then start planning a visit to Granite Peak. With over 200 acres of skiable terrain, Granite Peak has something for everyone, from beginners to seasoned pros, park skiers to mogul fanatics, and everything in between. Soar to new heights on their state-of-the-art chairlifts and warm up in the cozy historic chalet with roaring fireplaces and stunning views. A legendary winter adventure begins at Granite Peak. Don't miss out. Visit SkiGranitePeak.com to book your winter vacation now. And for more information, Granite Peak. Legendary winters, legendary fun.
Timeout.
All right, remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
From a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch, Tito's Handmade Vodka is there on game day for every fan. Find cocktail recipes at titosvodka.com. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly.
So far as to call this the Domofsky and Wilde show.
I thought you were going to finish your tease. That's a good tweet. I don't talk about tweeting much. This is a good tweet.
I think you oversold it. It's a good tweet, though. Let me get to that in
what
a second.
What do you mean I oversold it?
Okay. You called it your greatest tweet ever. I don't want to be hyperbolic. Wow.
He did say the greatest tweet ever, with the ramification being to drive engagement during the show. So his greatest tweet promoting people to listen or watch our show.
First, a tweet before Tausch's great tweet. Then we'll get to the Domofsky and Wilde programming. John Machota. I know you're a big follower of John. He covers the Cowboys for The Athletic. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas-Fort Worth on Mike McCarthy. Quote, "I couldn't be more pleased with what he's done and how he's coached. I really mean it. He has really made a big difference from his head coaching vantage point, as anybody could from any vantage point in the NFL." Would you like to put on your translator hat before we move on?
No, I think he really appreciates the job Mike has done, but if he doesn't win this weekend, he's going to fire him.
Very, very, very frustrating.
Now, Tausch's much ballyhooed tweets within the 9 to noon window to drive engagement, which currently has, if I'm counting correctly, 12 replies and 6 likes.
Okay. Is that not good?
Go.
No, I'm just giving the stats.
12 replies in like 5 minutes isn't bad at all.
According to this, 16 minutes. 16 minutes ago, you tweeted this.
Okay.
Do you want this Packers squad to have one wide receiver emerge as the guy, a la Devontae, or keep growing as a great ensemble where you can't tell who the guy is, kind of like the TV show Friends?
Wow. Yeah.
So right now, Rachel from Friends.
I was just going to say, isn't that the problem here? But she's clearly the one.
If you'd listen, they always stayed with the same salary. And there were other storylines. And without Ross, Rachel's storyline isn't that good. So Friends always, when you talk about the great ensembles that took the same pay, and did Rachel emerge as the biggest star outside of Friends? Yeah, off the field and everything else. But she wasn't like, oh, my God, the show can't go on without Rachel.
I feel like there's a lot of folks, a lot of men who would have stopped watching and the show gone on without Rachel. Don't you think?
I'll tell you something. Courtney wasn't no slouch either. No.
If you're trading Rachel, if you trade Rachel to the Raiders, and you've got Lisa Kudrow Lazard as your number one, I'm not sure viewership is the same. Be that as it may, when I read this tweet,
I did think
you did a very good job on it. That said, who is the Rachel then? If we want to keep this metaphor going, you think Reed is Rachel? Because I think Wicks is Rachel.
Yeah, I think Reed is Rachel.
And you think sustainably a guy his size, kind of the same size as Randall Cobb, can be a legit one in today's NFL?
I don't know if he's ever going to be a one. I'm trying to tell you, Rachel, from a look standpoint, was one. From a show standpoint, I think Chandler Bing was the funniest. I enjoyed Chandler the most out of that show. So
is he Bo
there
Melton?
Are going to be
which character missed the most episodes?
Part of this, Hank Gunther. Hank Gunther was
Joey.
If you look at it, I think there's a value in having that number one guy. The speed, the Christian Watson has a chance to be, but if he's not healthy, he can't do it. I think Jaden Reed is going to be Jordan Love's go-to guy. That's what I think is going to happen. And you're seeing it already, and I think you're going to see that continue to emerge. But the beautiful part is you got a lot of hungry actors that are all coming together, and they've come together, and there's a chance this could be the Friends cast, where you end up with six cats or five cats that all end up doing the job, being selfless, taking the same amount of money, and having an 8 to 10 year hit where – they get a couple championships, and there's syndication forever when you win a couple championships. Boom.
It's good. There's no denying it's good. Best tweet that you've ever had during this time window. I'll have to do a little more research on it. But it is good. It's a great parallel. All right, now that said, something that wasn't quite as good were Matt LaFleur's answers to Domofsky and I, as we basically, inspired by this very program, tried to get him to basically say, yeah, we're kind of playing with house money, the pressure's off, kind of a thing. It did not go especially well.
You ain't going to say that. I told you ain't going to say that.
Yes, you did. But we tried anyway. Here is the beginning of this exchange. The floor goes first to Domofsky, asking, in his way, about playing with house money against the Cowboys.
And as fun as last night looked for those guys and you, how do you make sure this team just isn't happy to be in?
Because I just think that I fully believe that these guys have the mindset of just showing up and continuing to work, try to get a little bit better. We obviously know we have a great challenge in front of us going down to Dallas against a team that they're 8-0 at home this year. They seem to be playing their best ball at home. And, I mean, they're littered with Pro Bowlers all over their roster. Great scheme, great coaches, great players. So you know, our guys, they know it starts with the work that we put in and the preparation, and it's going to be a big week for us.
Okay, so then that answer was fine. It was fine. But my thing was, and this would be the opposite of the house money theory, is it possible that these guys who have played pretty free and loose, right? They have not looked like they were nervous or felt a lot of pressure. This is different. And look, I respectfully disagree with Matt LaFleur. Playing the Carolina Panthers, Jaren Hall and the Vikings, and the Bears, yes, they needed to keep winning to make the playoffs. That ain't playing the Cowboys. That ain't playing none of those teams are playoff teams. One had the number one overall pick, but it has to give it to the Bears. So I don't think that you can say that the last 3 weeks have been playoff games. They have been, we have to win games. But playoff games are different because you play against good teams then.
Well, no, but it's a mentality. And it's
I agree.
There is the, if we lose, it's over. And
that part is
add
true.
Another layer.
Yep.
And I think this last game was a playoff game. The Chicago Bears are not a bad football team. They're not great. They're flawed, but everybody's a little bit flawed. This was a pressure-packed game at home against your rival, even though I think everybody felt pretty comfortable mm-hmm. with how the game was going to go.
So here is
this,
how I...
The difference is, because you make the mistakes, you don't get a field goal off. You miss a kick. You fumble the football. You make those mistakes against the Cowboys this weekend, it's over.
Right.
You make those mistakes against the Niners, they will annihilate you.
Yeah.
So you have to understand, playoff football is built by who makes less mistakes. And when you do that, you're going to give yourself a chance. And because that pressure is ramped up, I'm not arguing with you about the fact that you're playing three donkey teams at the end of the season.
I was going to say, it sounded like you're kind of agreeing with me there.
No, I am, but I'm also saying you still have that mentality. The mentality doesn't change.
Fair.
The level of competition does, and that will either make you shrivel or it'll make you up your game.
Rise
and the beautiful
right.
part, this is why I think it's so fun and why I thought it was really important when you have a playoff, a team this young, get in there, experience it. And the beautiful part about it is we don't know how they're going to react.
We don't.
There is a big amount of when you have that no playoff scars and no naivete, or you have the naivete of what is going on, that can be a powerful thing because I can assure you, Dak and Zach and Zach and Jack and whatever other players down there that rhyme with Ack, Jake, I was trying to get Jake, Jack, whatever it would be. Jake, maybe not as much, but I can assure you, Zach, Dak,
Clack.
They are going to feel. I couldn't think of anybody else.
All right. So
they
so
are going to feel. They're going to feel that pressure because they've been through it. They know these young Packers right now are thinking, we got a 10-year runway, baby. We got all kinds of opportunities. Let's let it rip, see how it goes, but we'll be back. You know who else thought that? Danny Marino in 83. Oh, baby, I'm young. I got my beautiful perm. I'm rocking. I got my Isotoner gloves. I'm killing it. We'll be back. Guess who never got back?
Ray Finkel. He kidnapped him. All right, I just want to play this real quickly because that answer that you gave would have been better than what I managed to get when I asked Matt LaFleur if maybe this different type of game could bring out some nerves in young players and feel pressure that they haven't felt really all season.
Is there a value in being the team that, you know, you're the seventh seed, no one sees you as the favorite? Like, for these young guys that have never experienced this, what do you think kind of the value is of maybe being in the position you guys are in?
Great question.
I don't know. That's for you guys to kind of discuss. I think it's, for us, it's just the opportunity to be in the dance and, you know, go down there and have a great week of preparation and put our best foot forward.
I guess what I mean is that, you know, if you're a young guy who's never done this, this could be a little bit overwhelming maybe, right? Being in a playoff game. And these guys, maybe they just don't know what they don't know, but you don't get the sense that you have a group that would be tight or nervous.
I don't think so. I think we've been going through this the last few weeks. We knew it was at stake. The last 3 weeks basically have been playoff games for us. And so really it's the next opportunity.
I'm sorry. I don't completely buy that. I do
well,
think
that basically, I think
guys could get nervous when the stakes are this high. They haven't.
Jason, guys are going to be nervous.
Thank you.
They're going to be nervous.
Okay.
But so is Dallas. And he said basically. You're a wordsmith. You mince every stinking word. He didn't say it's going to be the same thing as playing Carolina down there, and if we don't win, well, we're out.
Basically.
He didn't say that.
Yeah, basically.
Exactly.
It's true. Basically, if you've been injured in a serious accident, there's basically one thing to do. Make one call, that's all. Call the Gruber Law Offices, 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666. David and his team have been at this for over 35 years. They've been helping Milwaukeeans and Wisconsinites who've been injured for that long, and they will help you as well if you find yourself in that scenario. Go to gruber-law.com to find out more about the firm, about David and his history, about everything they do in the community. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. Domofsky and I had another tag team, and he didn't have my back. He went for the joke instead of having my back. You'll hear it next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch continues next on 94.5 ESPN, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance. The best source for every piece of NFL news you need to know.
I cannot imagine that there's any way that he missed the game because he's unhappy that the game was on turf. I think that's preposterous to me.
ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter is on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy every Wednesday morning at 7:30.
I thought they looked great. I got to be honest, I think that's what I kind of expected from the Packers.
Presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Also sponsored by Construction Business Group and Island Resort and Casino.
Even when the weather outside is frightful, your energy bill could be much more delightful. Replacing drafty windows and doors can dramatically lower your energy costs. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's energy-efficient windows keep the cold outside where it belongs. You'll help kick the January blues when you choose to book by the 31st for 0% interest up to 36 months. You heard that right. No interest for up to 36 months if you book by January 31st. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
Prize Picks, the most fun I've had, winning up to 25x on my money during the football season, and now I get to play during the basketball season as well. You get to select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and you just place an entry. Pretty simple. And now you get to pick combo projections across football and basketball from the Specials League, a league created specifically for combo projections that includes two or more players from different sports or leagues. So for me, I'm going to go Jordan Love, and then I'll go Giannis and Dalla Dame. If I want to go three-pointers made, rushing touchdowns, can do it. Prize Picks is that simple to play. Testing my skills on Prize Picks this season is the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what makes Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app.
Go to prizepicks.com/WI and use code WI for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/WI, code WI.
Hi everyone, John Miller here from PDS, a Converge company. PDS has been providing technology solutions and transforming IT for area companies for over 30 years. Today, we are helping organizations integrate digital workplace strategies that are giving today's worker the true ability to work from anywhere as they balance work and life both securely and productively. And as HP's largest partner in the area, our combined solutions have never been more important. If you're struggling with this, know we stand ready to help. From ideation to transformation, we can help you evolve your work from anywhere strategy. Learn more at pdsit.net.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Smoking hot deals just keep coming with quick hot savings from Quick Trip. And right now we're cooling off with $2.99 a gallon Nature's Touch milk. All 1 gallon, 2%, 1%, and skim Nature's Touch milk, just $2.99. Hey, looking to make that perfect movie night milkshake? Or how about making those morning waffles extra fluffy? Our fresh, straight from our dairy Nature's Touch milk is on sale and ready for your fridge. Quick hot savings from Quick Trip. Yeah, we're here to save you some moolah.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
Always throw to Bo Melton.
Jason, who's the quirkiest of these guys?
Romeo Doubs is a different cat.
He's quirky?
Yeah, he's different. He's unique.
Okay. You know what? Are you trying to put together your roster? I got a little roster I'm going to do. Yeah, we're going to do this. I don't know if Jesse talked to you on break. I think we should do this in a not a digi only, but a break.
Well, yes, that's a digi only.
Is that digi only?
So for those of you, and I thought yesterday, one of the fun things that we did yesterday with the fourth hour, even though it did end up going out over the airwaves, which is a good thing, by the way, because we are still a radio show.
We do like the radio.
That said, I think we invited a lot of folks to check out the video streams on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Yeah. And I think a lot of people with the bonus fourth hour of the show took advantage of that. And now maybe more folks will watch regularly. So we appreciate everyone who tried it out. So let me give you a little bit inside baseball here. Tausch loves him some video. I feel like when the idea was first broached, he was not a huge fan. And now he's a little obsessed. Which is fine.
I think obsessed is strong.
Do you check the numbers every day on how many people watched?
No, not every day.
Almost every day.
Accountability, Jason. I'm trying to think. Who am I missing? Wideout wise, Watson, Dobbs, Reed, Wicks, Melton. Who am I forgetting? There's got to be six because there's six.
Heath.
Okay. Is that the? All right, Heath. Okay.
Samari Toure.
Gonna have a hard time finding a spot for Heath. I'm not gonna lie to you. Is he quirky? Tell me he's quirky.
Wait, do you have Romeo? Never mind. So here's what we're gonna do. In the commercial break at the 10:15 ish point, we're going to stay on the video stream while the over-the-air program airs its commercials, and we're going to discuss who we view each wide receiver as a character on Friends.
Yeah, and the interesting part of this whole thing, and why I thought, and you know, again, it was a great tweet. It was a great tweet because
you
makes
did
me
it.
Think.
Yeah,
and that no, I've put up plenty of tweets I don't think are that great. The idea of this thing staying together as an ensemble is valid for another year or two. Once you have to start paying guys, it can't happen. You'll have to start, and that's when you start seeing the division and everything else. Mm-hmm. So who is going to emerge? Who are those? It's going to be such a fun story to watch. And playoff games, they matter. People could pop. I think, obviously, our boy Melton has popped. And people are excited about what he's done. He goes out and has a big game down in Dallas. All of a sudden, I've told you the story numerous times about Ryan Grant and Tony Mall and some of these that do it in the preseason or regular season game. You do a big game in a a postseason game, your legend grows, and the coaches now know, hey, he can deliver under the brightest lights. Guys elevate. It's going to be – that's another reason why it's fascinating to get an idea of who's up for it when the lights come on brightest.
Exactly. All right, so before we focus on what we do in a commercial break, we did have Friends Classic Comedy. Great sitcom. One of the all-time greats. Domofsky and Wilde, not quite as funny. But I asked Matt LaFleur, usually he relies on the guys upstairs when he makes his replay challenges. And it was not good. And so I did, you know, I waited toward the end, but I asked him about it. And I needed Rob Domofsky to have my back. And he sold me out. He lied. He lied, Jerry. We were in agreement that we thought the ball moved on DJ Moore. That was what we thought in the press box.
Should not have been a catch. I agree
with
that.
Okay. Well, with that as the backdrop, here is our exchange with the head coach.
Did you go rogue on your challenge, or did Connor tell you to do it, or what happened on that?
That was, I don't think he had a clean look at it. I went, on the video board. I thought the ball hit the ground, but apparently I was wrong. So I thought it was just worth the risk in that situation. So I do not regret that. I just, I don't know. What'd you guys think?
We thought you were right when we were talking to the press box. We all thought it was.
I'm just kidding.
You were the one that said it too.
I'm kidding.
Apparently we were wrong.
Matt LaFleur with a little funny at the end there. I was proud of him. It was nice.
Well, I'll tell you what. You don't want Domofsky in a back alley or in a foxhole, huh?
Right?
Wow. Holy cats.
It's pretty IPT.
He could not have sold you out quicker.
And it wasn't even true.
Yes.
He agreed in the press box. Bad. He went for the joke, and it worked. It was funny. So, anyway, thanks to Rob for that. But, look, you made a really good point. In addition to your brilliant Friends parallel tweets during the first hour of today's program, and that was all those things that happened, the failed challenge, the fumble by Jordan Love when he's running, the missed field goal, all those things, you can do that in a quasi-playoff game against a 7-10 team that isn't going to the playoffs and perhaps get away with it. You can't get away with that kind of stuff in a playoff game. The team that makes the fewest mistakes usually wins playoff games. And those were three mistakes that I'm guessing the Dallas Cowboys would have done better at taking advantage of than the Chicago Bears did.
Yeah, the old line, that will get your blank beat. That's how. That's as simple as that. You can maybe get away with one. You do three. You have three things like that, you're going to get your blank beat.
Mm-hmm. Like the Packers did in 21 with their special teams.
Possessions are too scarce in the postseason. It's just everything matters and is magnified that much more. Mistakes are, great plays are, but when you have things that you know, the coaches' decisions and timeouts, all of that stuff is in most of these playoff games, because I don't think anybody thinks this is going to be a rout. I think everybody is thinking this is going to be a hard-fought, a very high-scoring game is my initial prediction as far as what this thing's going to look like.
All right, I want you to tell us about Fortrea, and then in the 10 o'clock hour, we will get further into this number one receiver versus a bunch of good receivers, and we'll hear Matt LaFleur's answer, which I thought was actually a pretty good answer. Kind of like pretty good making $14,000 doing a study with Fortrea.
Oh, indeed, and you want to get down to that playoff game down in Dallas? Huh? If you do and you need a little extra spending cash, Fortrea's got you covered. A couple of studies. Healthy adults, ages 18 to 60, BMI 18 to 32. Study involves two stays totaling 15 nights, and you can make almost $14,000 for your time and participation. Another study. Healthy adults, ages 18 to 55, BMI of 18.5 to 32. That study involves one stay of 14 nights, and you can grab yourself a quick $6,500 for your time and participation. Go to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, Fortrea, clinicaltrials.com. Sportsnet.com.
The 10 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by